In the Lord's Prayer, in the Lord's Prayer, we say, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Today, on this first Sunday of Lent, we hear about the temptations of Adam and Eve, and the temptations of Jesus. We hear the voice of the evil one, the tempter, the devil. In Genesis, the tempter says to Eve, eat the fruit of the tree of knowledge. It will make you smarter than God. She listens. She eats. She gets Adam to eat. They make a selfish choice. They fall out of favor with God. God kicks them out of the garden. God says, you will now have to work, and life will be more difficult. And then in the gospel, we hear the devil tempt Jesus three different ways. The devil says, first, turn the rocks into bread. Feed yourself. Make life comfortable for yourself. Jesus says, no. He says, no. He says, I live on God's words. I do God's work. I'm about giving and doing, helping and healing, leading and guiding. I'm not about making myself comfortable. The second time, the devil says to Jesus, show me you are God's son. Make him save you. Jesus says, I do not test God. I honor God with how I live and love. I honor God with my prayers. I honor God with my actions and my attitudes. The third time, the devil says, worship me and I will give you power and prestige. I will give you the world to control. Jesus says, no, I do not seek positions of power or property or popularity. Jesus says, I worship, I honor, I show reverence to God. I serve God in prayer and sacrifice. The beautiful thing about this gospel story is we see the strength of Jesus, the strength to turn away from the temptations of the evil one. So what do we learn? Jesus is reminding us to live on God's words, to speak God's words of love and mercy, to speak words of kindness and compassion. Jesus is reminding us to not test God, but to seek, thank, and to honor God for his gifts and blessings to us. He reminds us to worship God with our words and actions. So as we begin this time of prayer and fasting and giving, this is our challenge. This is the work of Lent, to turn our minds, to turn our hearts, to turn our words, to turn our actions to witness Jesus. So let us remember, Lent is when we turn from the temptations of the world. We turn toward the ways of Jesus. We turn and we follow Jesus' actions of compassion. We focus on the compassion of the cross. Isn't that a great phrase? The compassion of the cross. Jesus loves us enough to die on the cross to forgive our sins and to renew us in our relationship with God. We know he gives his life to forgive our sins. So let us use this Lent to turn from sin, to turn to acts of love and mercy. Let us help the less fortunate. Let us turn and do good with our lives. Let us remember Jesus' strength to face down evil and to accept the cross. Let us embrace his sacrifice and his example of courage. Let us turn from evil. Let us do good in his name. So we pray, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.